Well, the House Intelligence Committee has announced today that the first public hearings of the impeachment inquiry into President Trump will start next week. And as part of that inquiry, Democrats requested a deposition from acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney. He's not expected to comply, but he's believed to be central in the controversy over aid withheld from Ukraine and the campaign to pressure investigations into Joe Biden and the computer server used in the 2016 election. Remember last month at a press conference, Mulvaney described what sounded like a quid pro quo, which prompted this from Jonathan Carl of ABC News.
But to be clear, what you just described is a quid pro quo. It is funding will not flow unless the investigation into the Democratic server happens as well.
We do that all the time with foreign policy. And I have news for everybody. Get over it.
Mick Mulvaney is a former fast-rising congressman from South Carolina. Jamie Lovegrove has covered him for the Post and Courier in Charleston, South Carolina, and in Washington. So Jamie, Mulvaney later walked back what he said, but he said it. I mean, some people would say he told the truth. But were people in South Carolina surprised by what others saw as Mulvaney stepping in it?
Yeah. I think folks thought the Mick Mulvaney that South Carolina has known for many years is a blunt, straight talker. He is someone who is not going to shy away from confronting truths that other folks may be skittish about. And that's certainly true of his approach to spending, for example. But, you know, in this particular situation, it was pretty clear that he recognized immediately after this press conference that he should not have said some of the things he did. He got quite a lot of pushback on Capitol Hill. There are folks up there who actually have taken somewhat of a similar approach to him, saying that even if there was a quid pro quo, you know, that doesn't really matter. But the White House line so far has been that there was no quid pro quo. And so he was obviously counter to that message there. And that did create a bit of a headache, it seems, in the White House.
Jamie, it's funny you mention that because there have been reports of Republicans huddling to come up with a new approach to the impeachment inquiry. And one of the approaches is to acknowledge that there was a quid pro quo, but that in fact, that is not an impeachable offense. So Mick Mulvaney might have been ahead of the curve when he spoke at that press conference, as it turns out. But tell us more about him. You talk about him and spending cuts. He's known as a fiscal hawk, helped start the House Freedom Caucus when he was the congressman. He called out the Obama administration for the high national debt, even though experts at that time were calling for spending because of the economic crisis. And that worked. That policy then worked. Now he's in the White House, where apparently his calls for cuts to Social Security, Medicare, other programs, Donald Trump has rejected them.
That's right. Oftentimes his former colleagues and friends in the House Freedom Caucus, you know, they'll tease him that he's always getting bossed around over there and isn't achieving any of the things that he set out to do. And as he often tells us, you know, he may be losing, but at least he's losing at the highest levels. and that seems to be some consolation for him. You know, he said in his confirmation hearing when he was first getting to the Office of Management and Budget that he understood that President Trump was not as ideologically driven to cut spending as he is. But he said that, you know, he feels like he does have some influence with the president, that the president is willing to hear out differing points of view, and that he feels like he does, you know, have some level of influence on the outcomes at the end of the day, even if they are not the radical cuts that he might like in a perfect world.
It's been a swift rise. He brought down a Democrat in 2010 to get his job as congressman, went on to, as we say, rise in Congress, starting the House Freedom Caucus. He's called Social Security a Ponzi scheme, proposed abolishing the EPA, calls himself a right-wing nut job. But again, first and foremost, a hawk on a fiscal responsibility. And here he is, not just with President Trump, who won't do the cuts he wants, but the deficit is up to nearly $1 trillion, considered unusual in good economic times. Is he being the man that he ran on in 2010?
Yeah, you know, it's been striking that he has not been more frustrated. But yes, I think there has been some disappointment that he has not been able to do as much on federal spending as he would like. But I think he continues to push for it as much as he can in the White House.
Jamie Lovegrove, political reporter with Post and Courier, which is in Charleston, South Carolina. He's based in Columbia, where the state capital is, talking to us about Mick Mulvaney. Jamie, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.